I'm looking for the Doctor.
Well, you've certainly come to the right place.
My name's Ewan Roberts, and I'm one of the location managers on the Doctor Who series. We're here today at the National Museum of Wales in Cardiff, which was one of the, you know, the main crucial locations of the episode. So we received the script for the 50th anniversary episode, and one of the scenes was, it said, the National Gallery in London. It's always difficult to take a shoot to London because obviously you've got to overnight the crew, you know, there's expenses, and there's also obviously the availability of the National Gallery itself. So I sort of got my thinking cap on and, you know, thought, well, the National Museum in Cardiff could be a good alternative and a good option for us. So yeah, obviously they've got several galleries here, and they're, you know, they're a pleasure to deal with as well because, you know, they're always willing to have a bit of Doctor Who on their premises. If we've got it here in Cardiff, you know, let's use it. So we're just standing outside the Historic Arts Gallery. This is the location, this is the area that we use for the episode. So should we go in? And this is where sort of Doctor and Clara sort of walked through and did their bit.
Elizabeth's credentials, Doctor.
But that's not possible.
You know, there's very expensive, beautiful paintings here, and we couldn't do too much here. You know, we had to take this as it was, really. We added a few flattages. Obviously, there's, when you're filming in the museum as well, there's always issues with lights. You can only have certain levels of light just in case they sort of affect the pictures. So we had to be very careful. We had several meetings to determine exactly our needs and, you know, what we were allowed to use from the museum's point of view. So obviously, when filming in a public building like this, we're met with a lot of challenges. Number one, you know, the size of our unit. We're about 60 crew, including cast and the crew. You know, we couldn't film here when the building's open to the public. So it's closed for one day of the week. But, you know, even still, if we go out here now, even still, you know, we still need to have provisions for parking, because obviously 60 crew members, there's a lot of technical vehicles that we need to park up. And then, so obviously the day before, after discussing it with the council and getting the permission off the council, we obviously coned off all the area outside the National Museum 24 hours before, just to make sure that we've got enough space for the trucks to turn up.
The moment is coming.
I'm ready.
It's difficult to keep a secret on Doctor Who because it has, you know, it's got such a following. The real fans, they know we're here. And then you turn up on the day and lo and behold, you'll have maybe 10, 20, 30 people initially. And then by the end of the day, you'll have, you know, a bigger crowd, you know, just waiting to catch a glimpse of one of the actors. The day we filmed here, there was a couple and they'd come specially over from Canada. They'd come specially because they knew that the 50th was filming. And they had come specially just to get a glimpse of the Doctor. And we were on when we finished at 7 o'clock at night. They were both sat standing by the steps. He came down, and I think one of the crew members had mentioned it to them. You know, and he went over there, he signed their T-shirts and give him a bit of time, which he always does. Fair play to him. He's good with the fans. And they were besides themselves. They were so excited.